Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. As the government awaits further advice from its public health experts on easing COVID-19 restrictions, the HSE has said that there were 97 people with the virus in intensive care in hospital this morning, an increase of 10. There are still just over 1,000 people in hospital with COVID. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of COVID vaccine booster doses could go to waste by the end of this month because of a lower than expected demand for the shots. The HSE says up to 500,000 doses will go out of date over the next few weeks, although it expects a lot of these to be used. A report by the Irish Times today suggests that at current rates of uptake, as many as 220,000 could expire before being administered. Dr. Dennis McCauley is chair of the GP committee of the Irish Medical Organisation. Dennis McCauley, thanks for taking our call. Now, people will know that GPs were involved in this booster campaign. What are you experiencing in terms of the uptake, and what are you expecting in terms of boosters that will expire before they can be administered?
I think the uptake of the booster campaign has been excellent. I think it's been a very successful campaign. That's the first thing we were asked. We were asked just at the beginning of December to increase the capacity of the booster campaign so that people who wanted the booster could actually get it. Now, 60% of the population have got a booster, which is excellent. Now, unfortunately, on top of that, there's quite a number who got Omicron and are excluded from being able to get that booster now for 3 months. And then finally, there's a small group, there's a sort of younger people who've decided that the booster is not that important. So what happened before Christmas was that GPs and pharmacists were asked to order as much of the vaccine as they needed, so that they could offer it to their practice population. Unfortunately, Omicron got to them before we could get we could give them their boosters. So that for that group, the people who we had sort of booked a booster for for a certain cohort, and they got Omicron, so we can't use that vaccine. And finally, just that younger group don't see the booster as that important, and I would appeal to them to actually come forward. We, as the Irish Medical Organisation, have been liaising with the higher education facilities. We've been doing drop-in clinics to try and encourage these people to come and get them. So I think it would be useful for them to, as they go back to college, to try and get a booster.
Yeah, the HSE has responded to this today. They've told it's inevitable that the unpredictability of demand will increase, and attendance profiles for these booster shots will fluctuate. There's, they say, always a risk associated. There's always a risk, they say, associated with sufficient stock across all vaccination channels, and balancing that with people coming forward. Their priority, they say, has been to facilitate those who do come forward. In relation to the Omicron wave, how large, in your own, so far as you've been able to estimate, how significant is that in terms of people who would have got boosted otherwise?
Well, I think it's very. I apologise. I actually dropped out there, Brian. But I've got the gist of your question. I think just the actual fact of the amount of people that have had got COVID now that can't get a booster, that is probably the most significant reason why we have excess stock now. But that small group of younger group that haven't got the vaccine, they are equally important, because I think that there is still capacity there that they can actually get the vaccine.
Dr. Dennis McCauley, chair of the GP committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, thank you for that. Well,